You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Everybody to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. It's our day after Valentine's Day live broadcast, Saturday, February 15th. That was Keith Alexander's contribution to tonight's musical selection. It's a special occasion, and every so often on a special occasion, we like to put a few musical numbers into the broadcast, and so we are doing that tonight. Want to thank again our guest for the entirety of the first hour, Jonas Deguerre, European Christian conservative activist, taking on a number of the issues that animate us into the public forum here on the Political Cesspool. Folks, if you tuned in to hear Jonas and you're over in Sweden, it's a little past 2 a.m. On your watch. Don't forget that you will be able to catch this show from reel to reel in the broadcast archive, so stay tuned for that. Coming up later tonight, actually in a few minutes, we'll have Jared Taylor of American Renaissance on the air, and then in the third hour, I'm going to give you, in addition to other things, a day in the life of James Edwards. What does my day look like from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed? Well, I'm going to fill you in on an hour-by-hour accounting in the third hour. You don't want to miss that. All that's forthcoming tonight. In the meantime, before I toss you back over to Keith Alexander, who has the table set here for the next little while, I want to tell you that you are listening to the Political Cesspool, courtesy of Liberty News Radio, the number five most listened to program in the country, the United States of America, right now. God bless you and thank you, folks. According to TalkStream Live on the internet, number five in the country, not counting our AMFM affiliates, Keith.
Okay. Well, we've had a special request from one of our loyal listeners in honor of the Beatles extravaganza that dominated network television last Sunday evening, if you will recall. We're going to sing a Beatles song, or at least take a stab at it briefly, and then we're going to address why network moguls decided it was so important to celebrate the advent of the Beatles in America. Of course, February the 9th, 1964 was their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, and it was a big deal then, but apparently to the left, it's an even bigger deal today. Why are they commemorating it? But let's first start with our a cappella rendition of A Little Help from Our Friends.
Oh, we're going to do that right now.
Yeah.
Well, take your headset off and come over to my side of the studio. Now, we are doing this for a $25 donation, correct? Is that right? I mean,
no, it's probably going to be more than that. But we have told somebody we'd do it, and we're always as good as our word. So here we go.
Well, let me cue it up here. We haven't embarrassed ourselves in a year. It was actually February of 2013 when you and me and Eddie did our a cappella rendition of The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. So let me get this queued up. We will embarrass ourselves again. I mean, we're not too good for $25 here. We have no corporate sponsors. It's a listen. This is live radio. Let me turn down the background noise, and maybe we'll do a chorus instead. You're gonna have to get down here. Hang on.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? I would stand up and walk out on me. No vibrato, James. When we are ears, and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Musical interlude, if you will.
That's good enough.
Is that good enough? Do you think that earned us 25?
Two, and my love is away. Does it worry you to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own? No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
He's taking it solo, folks.
I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love.
That's good.
Could it be
anybody?
I want somebody to love.
All right, if that didn't earn us 25, folks, that sent us from number 5 to number 2,000 in terms of our ratings tonight. So hopefully, oh man, let's see how much money we can raise now to get us to stop singing. I think we had a $25 donation on the line if we would sing a verse of that. How much will you pay us to stop? That's what we want to know. And never do it again. That's two times in 2 years, respectively. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance and Have a Little Help from My Friends by the Beatles. Keith, please tell us why we did that, in addition to the $25.
Okay, well, the $25, of course, was a big thing. But the other thing was, other thing was this, that we, like I'm sure a lot of you, wondered why we had a whole evening, last Sunday evening, of network television with everybody and his hound dog that has anything to do with the entertainment industry lining up to give a tribute to the Beatles. And the two remaining living Beatles, Ringo and Paul, were prominently featured. Why was that such a big deal? Well, you've got to remember that the media is run and owned by leftists. And the leftists love the Beatles, and they love the Beatles because they love the sexual revolution. The sexual revolution was just as big a part of the triumph of liberalism throughout the world as the civil rights movement, as feminism, as environmentalism, as anything else that you can mention, okay? And what was accomplished with the Beatles? Well, what the Beatles did when they came, if you will recall, was all about the reaction of the crowd. We'll get back to that after these words from our sponsors.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our 0-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
We're the fifth most listened to show in the United States of America tonight, if it's because of the commentary and the guests we've been delivering this evening, or if it's because of the music selected by yours truly and Keith Alexander. Now, Eddie has a song. I might have to sacrifice a Frankie Valli selection in the third hour to work one of Eddie's selections in. See, me and Keith, when we were dividing up Europe between me and Keith as a result of the Versailles Treaty, he got six, I got six. Now, Eddie wants one. And so it's a matter of if we're going to sacrifice Frankie Valli or the New Colony 6 in the third hour. We'll have to see about that. But nevertheless, folks, what we've done here, what we've done as a result of the venue that this network gives us, God bless Sam Bushman, the guest tonight, what we've built over a course, you know, we have run the race for 10 years. This is the 10-year anniversary of the show this fall, 2004 to 2014. We have run the race, and it's been hard. And I'm going to talk to you more about that in the third hour, but let me tell you something, folks. We've built something vaunted and really incredible. To be beating Alex Jones tonight in terms of listenership. Hey, folks, it's incredible. Everybody around us in the top 10 tonight is a multimillionaire, and here we are working on a shoestring budget. You know, the budget to fund our show for a year wouldn't even be a minimum wage position for an American worker. If you gave our entire budget to a guy that worked at McDonald's, he'd say, why am I getting the bump in the decrease in salary? You know, but we made it happen. We made it happen. We're going to talk more about that in the third hour. But we sang a little song for $25. That's how we fund the show, you know, contributions of $25 to $100. We sang a little song for that. So we're hoping that Courtney in Alabama comes through on her into the bargain after that masochism we put everyone through. Keith, tell us why we sang the Beatles in the last segment.
Well, the Beatles played a very important role in the sexual revolution that I don't think has been acknowledged up until now. And I can read you some things here that will give you an idea of exactly what they accomplished. Here is a part of a article that was in Parade magazine, which is in almost everybody's Sunday newspaper, last Sunday. It says, filmmakers Albert and David Mayles, commissioned by a British production company to shoot a documentary on the band's visit, are stunned by the bedlam at the airport. I've never seen anything like it, Albert said. Young women were just crazed. Then, let me go on to another segment from this article. It says here, the group is awakened by hundreds of fans chanting outside the plaza. We want the Beatles. We want the Beatles. One of those fervid kids was 13-year-old Irene Katz, holding an iconic sign, Elvis is dead, long live the Beatles. I slept over at my friend's the night before because my parents never would let me go, says Katz, now retired in New Jersey. We were kids in love. That night, when we were shown on the news, my father wasn't happy. Okay, here's what is going on here. You'd had small incidents like this before with Frank Sinatra and Elvis, but basically what you saw with the Beatles coming to America was young women basically having public orgasms watching guys play musical instruments and singing. That's no kidding. And this was, of course, a matter of great consternation to the establishment and particularly to the men in the lives of these girls who were vitally interested in them, their boyfriends, their fathers, their grandfathers, their cousins, their brothers. To see this spectacle going on, it was basically the shredding of feminine modesty. You didn't see that before. And, for example, feminine modesty was a thing of the past after the Beatles came to America. They were given over, basically, to public sexual arousal. And this was shown, and it was shown, basically, because it was part and parcel of the destruction of the institution of marriage. Now, this may sound fantastic to some of you, but let's listen to this. This is another little vignette in this Parade magazine article by Chris Matthews, the the liberal talking head on CNN, MSNBC, and various other liberal news networks. This is called John Lennon Was a Hero of Mine. The Beatles' arrival in the U.S. was a balm for the nation's youth, including then-college freshman Chris Matthews. Okay? Here's what he says. They arrived the winter after Kennedy was killed. A gloomy time it was, and when the four young guys from England showed up on Ed Sullivan, it was the biggest thing in the world. Everyone on our floor at Holy Cross gathered in the RA's room to watch. There we were at an all-men's school watching young girls scream as the Beatles strummed and sang. All the joy and wonder of youth was crowded onto a tiny screen. This was the early Beatles, of course, before they became important. Why were they important? Important especially to those of us dealing with Vietnam, the draft, and the generational struggle that was only fun if you were looking at it from the outside. In other words, when they started to be an engine for societal change and the triumph of liberalism, as they became later on. Fighting with your father, having him angry with you for going to anti-war rallies, is no fun at all. The thing is, millions of us went through this. As the new frontier morphed into the 60s, the Beatles led the way. And for 7 years, they never stopped. There is simply no other group that has matched what this group did. Consider the sheer number of their songs that live in our heads. And he goes on after that, but basically, they saw the Beatles, rock music, and the feminine reaction of young girls to these musicians. musicians, who, by the way, were considered effeminate at the time with their mop-top hairdos. This was heady stuff for liberals. This was working hand-in-glove with a series of other liberal initiatives so that liberalism would triumph and the old America would be put on life support, if not killed, and a new America, the America we live in today, would take its place. It's an America in which the institution of marriage has no particular importance anymore. Marital vows are disregarded because of things like no-fault divorce, things like this. And this is part and parcel of what the left had in mind for us, and the Beatles were part of it. That's why the Beatles were so celebrated last Sunday evening with a whole evening of broadcast, because this was the left in Hollywood paying tribute to itself and its triumph over the morals and mores of Red State America.
Not that that will stop us from singing a Beatles song for $25, of course, but no, seriously. I liked a lot of the Beatles from the early 60s, 64, 65, when it was bubblegum pop. Then they became the social revolutionaries that they were remembered for, and that was a different brand of music, and that's not a music that I embrace. But, you know, the early Beatles were almost similar to a European or British version of Frankie Valli, although Frankie never wore a mop top. We got to take a break. Hey, you better get.
Okay, they were considered. You look at them now, and they seem almost wholesome, but at the time, they were revolutionary. It shows you how much the world has changed from 1964 to 2014.
You give us $25, though, we'll sing another one of their songs. Stay tuned, everybody. Jared Taylor up next.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Today past Valentine's Day, and if you don't believe us, just take our musical selection under advisement. There was Johnny Rivers and his cover of Cupid, the old Sam Cooke song that we all remember, and we are celebrating love tonight in the political cesspool, and we love our spouses. I'm speaking for Keith Alexander, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and myself here, the Political Cesspool hosting staff. We love our people, we love our culture, and we love our next guest who is on the line right now. He is a friend of ours, a man who has been appearing on this show since its very inception. We are celebrating 10 years on the air this year, from October 2004 to 2014, and what a decade it's been. But this next gentleman, and he is a gentleman. You know, we use that term loosely around here, but there are real gentlemen out there. And Jared Taylor is one of them, the editor of American Renaissance. AmRen.com is with us now. Jared, it's so great to have you back this evening.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. Thanks so much, James.
Again, as I always say when you're on the air, when you're our guest, the pleasure is entirely ours. And we're having you on this evening to promote an opportunity for fellowship and scholarship, an opportunity that comes around not nearly enough in our circles. That is the American Renaissance Conference, which will be taking place April the 25th through the 27th near Nashville, Tennessee. Tell us all about it, Jared.
Well, yes, we're very excited. We have what we think is an absolute first-rate lineup of speakers, and registrants are really coming in at a great clip, so this may be one of the best attended conferences yet. I don't know where to start in talking about who some of these exciting guests are.
I got them all pulled up in front of me. You just tell me where to start. I'll go down the list because they're all barn burners.
Yes, yes. Well, a fellow who is not all that well-known in the United States is Andrew Bronze, but he has been one of the real stalwarts of nationalist politics in Britain. He first got into politics when he was 18 years old, and he joined the early version of the British National Party, and then it merged with the League of Empire Loyalists. That was back in 1967, so as I say, he's been around for a long time. I love the name of that group, the League of Empire Loyalists. They wanted Britain to stay on top. But in any case, he has been with the National Front. Then he was with the BNP. And at the present time, he is a member of the European Parliament for Yorkshire and Humberside of Britain. And he's been in the European Parliament for 2009. Uh-huh. He joined with the BNP, but since, as you are well aware, they've had some problems with the BNP, and so he has parted company with Nick Griffin, and now he's the head of a new party, the British Democratic Party. But he is one of the guests who will be coming from Europe. We have a number who are coming from across the pond, and he'll be really an excellent addition to the program. I have met him the last time I was in Britain. I guess it was about a year and a half ago. I had an opportunity to meet him, and he is a charming and really a most excellent speaker, and I'm sure he'll give a great talk. We also, I think another guy who is going to be a real headliner is Ramsey Paul. Have you ever had him on your program, by the way?
We have had him on the program, and I'm a big fan of his. In fact, we've had him on the program, but in addition to that, we run some of his videos, which are just addictive, on the official website of our program, thepoliticalcesspool.org, fairly regular occurrence. He is breaking the mold, Jared, for an American Renaissance conference, in so much as he is appearing in back-to-back years. Only Sam Dixon has earned that honor in the past, so Ramsey Paulette must have given an intoxicating speech in 2013 to be getting that back-to-back honor.
Well, he gave a great talk. I know you couldn't be there last year, James.
That's correct.
I know you had some kind of very important commitment, and we sure missed you, but... Ramsey Paul is one of those people with a talent that I really envy, and that's the ability to talk about serious things in a funny and engaging way.
Amen. And I don't mean to interrupt you, Jared, of all people, but yet he has that talent that I lack, and that is talking about the most important issues, but in a humorous way, a way that... disarms you and brings you to our side. He is a talent among talents.
That's right. You know, when I think about people who had that ability, there was, of course, H.L. Mencken and Mark Twain, and then the late, great Joe Sobrin. Those people, I just don't know what it is. When I start talking about things that I feel serious about, that I think are important, I get grim. You know, I feel as though the whole world's on my shoulders, and I can't step back and take that light touch. But not only does he have the light touch, he really has a kind of a satirical view of it all. In fact, the SPLC, of course, now has him pegged as a very bad guy. They call him a smirking video blogger. And, of course, he's laughing at them. Anybody who laughs at them is smirking. The other thing that they quoted some Canadian observer as saying, and I'll read you this, he positions himself as a satirist, doesn't spew hate speech, and so it takes a few minutes to figure out that he is, in fact, a racist. Well, gee, I thought those guys could read minds. I thought they could find bad people just by sniffing, but no. It takes a few minutes to figure it out with Ramsey Paul. But no, he was there last time, and he was such a hit that we decided we absolutely had to invite him back.
Do you know, by the way,
how he got his start doing these videos? Because, as you know, he's mostly a video guy, YouTube, a vlogger, as you call these video blogs. Do you know how he got his start?
Jared, indulge me. I do not know.
Well, this was years ago. He lived across the country from his brother, and he didn't have Skype. And he thought, well, okay, I will just upload a private YouTube video and send him what I'm thinking and my observations about things. But then he forgot to make it private. And people started watching his videos and say, hey, give us more. This is great. So he kind of stumbled into what turned out to be an absolutely remarkable talent.
And a career, as you might say, because he is one of the most watched or viewed, I should say, individuals or vloggers, as you mentioned, on YouTube from our side of the fence, from our side of race realism and traditional thinking. Ramsey Paul, listen, you can't say enough about this guy. I want to remind people that Andrew Bronze, as Jared has mentioned, and Ramsey Paul will be speakers at the 2014 American Renaissance Conference near Nashville, Tennessee, April 25th through the 27th. Jared Taylor, of course, our guest this evening, our featured guest and good friend, a hero of our people, a true hero. And Sam Dixon will be speaking as well, no stranger to Political Cesspool listeners. Jared, before we take the next commercial break, and we're going to come back with you for the remaining segment of this hour, I want to offer people the opportunity to go ahead and register tonight for this conference. You can do it online this evening as you listen to the Political Cesspool. Believe it or not, the 2014 American Renaissance Conference is right around the corner, just a couple of months from now, at the end of April. Jared, let them know how it can be done.
Well, it's easy. All they have to do is go to amren.com, and we have an ad in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. And all you need is to click your mouse a few times, and you can join us. It will really be a great experience. And as I've often said, we do try to line up the best possible speakers, but really the greatest thing about an American Renaissance Conference is the real camaraderie, that feeling of being
Amen.
With a whole room full of people who understand, who know what's going on. It's really an exhilarating feeling.
It is. It comes about far too infrequently. I can think of maybe two or three times a year that you have the opportunity to indulge in such an event of fellowship and scholarship. It's not just that you'll be amongst people who think right, but you'll have a chance to learn from them and have the from the best minds that have a chance to exchange ideas with the best and the brightest. Well, the American Renaissance Conference, folks, and it comes with our heartiest endorsement, folks. We would not mention this on our air if we were not fully behind it. Go to amren.com. There on the right-hand corner of your screen, you will find a link promoting the conference. You can sign up there, and we'll learn more about it when we come back.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. We've had an odd request during this last commercial break. Maybe we get to that later, this segment. But first, the important matters of business this evening, and that is the sincere endorsement that we give to the American Renaissance Conference. It's a conference that I have had the esteemed honor of speaking to. I believe it was in 2012, a conference that I've had the honor of attending in more than one occasion. The American Renaissance Conference, if at all, folks, you can make yourself available to travel to the Nashville, Tennessee area at the end of April. You need to be there. It is the creme de la creme. It is the highlight of the calendar year. For those of us of right-thinking persuasions, it's going to happen April 25th through the 27th at Montgomery Bell State Park, a few miles west of Nashville, Tennessee. We've been talking to the editor of American Renaissance, its head honcho, Jared Taylor, about some of the speakers that will be attending, Andrew Bronze, Ramsey Paul, himself, and Sam Dixon among them. If you want to sign up tonight and rub elbows with the best of the best, go to amren.com. There, again, as I say, on the right-hand side of the screen, you will see a picture that you can't miss, a beautiful pond. That's the picture. American Renaissance Conference 2014 is the lettering. Click on it, and there you can register. And we encourage you to do so, folks. We encourage you to do so more than you can imagine. Jared, you talked about the fact that Andrew Bronze, Ramsey Paul, of course, you and Sam Dixon will be speaking there, in addition to the opportunity for fellowship and scholarship and be among right-thinking people, which is really the highlight of the weekend. Let's not kid ourselves. Who are some of the other speakers that can add to this all-star stable of talent?
Oh, there are others I'm really excited about. One is Philip Crake. Now, he is the ambassador from Orania to Europe, and this will be the first time that a representative of Orania will be giving a public talk in the United States of America. And as your listeners probably know, Orania is the group, it's a town right in the middle of South Africa that is populated exclusively by Afrikaners. And they have decided that this is how they are going to hold on to their homeland, hold on to their culture, to their language. And it is really, I think, a very interesting and instructive endeavor. It was founded in 1990 with just 40 families. These are people who realized, even before black majority rule, that they had to have some kind of solution for their culture and their people. And they moved there in 1990, even before the transition. And now there are about 1,000 people living there. And people are begging to get in because it's safe. The culture is coherent. People, children can play in the streets. People are in and out of each other's houses. It's the way white people used to live all around the world. And as I say, this is the first time that a representative of Orania is going to come and speak in the United States. I have met this guy. I met him in Turkey, of all places. He is a young, dynamic guy. I've never heard him speak, but Philip Crake, I'm sure, will give a great introduction to this effort in South Africa to preserve Afrikaner culture, heritage, language, and people. I'm really excited about him coming.
I heard about that conference you attended, Jared. I heard you went swimming in the sea there. It was one to truly be missed. And for those
not to be missed,
absolutely. But for those of you who like swimming, there is a nice lake there next to Montgomery Bell State Park. And let me tell you, I went there with my wife and daughter. It's a family friendly event. American Renaissance conferences are, so remember that. And I met my wife's brother-in-law and his wife there at Montgomery Bell State Park in 2012. And it's just a beautiful facility. It's an incredibly beautiful and serene facility. And you're going to get all of these leaders there in one setting. And not to mention the 200-plus people that let you know that you are not alone. And Jared, this is something we always talk about when you appear to promote these conferences year after year. You're not alone. You are not the only person who thinks rationally. There are scores. In fact, there are millions of people, the majority of red state tax-paying Americans think like you, but 200 of them have the courage to appear at American Renaissance Conference, and you'll be in their company. And not just their company, the company of the speakers that Jared has mentioned, in addition to John Derbyshire, another fellow political cesspool guest who has paid the price for thinking rationally, and he'll be there to talk all about it. Right, Jared?
That's right. That's right. Another compulsive truth teller, as Bob Weisberg likes to call himself. Someone, as you say, who really has paid the price. He used to be a writer for National Review, but he's a multi-talented guy. You know, he's a novelist. He's written about mathematics. He reviews books. He's an opinion journalist. He's a bon vivant, a raconteur, a loving husband and father of two. He's really, really a great guy.
He is.
But he wrote, was he not, to talk about his, what he likes to call his defenestration from National Review for writing sensible and honest and factual things about blacks.
You know, what he wrote in that article that you mentioned, Jared, was very basic, fundamental knowledge of interracial relationships or the things that you will gather from experiencing life in the real world. It was tame compared to that my neighbors might articulate, and we had him on the show to talk about that. But that was enough to get him fired from a supposedly conservative publication, the National Review.
Yes,
but it's not too much to get him banished from an American Renaissance Conference, right, Jared?
Oh, no. He's a great guy. A very, I think, one of the cleverest and the brightest guys who will ever give a talk. I'm very glad that he'll be with us. Then another fellow, and this guy, I've never actually met him, and I've never heard him speak, but we've spoken on the phone. And he is a fellow who actually approached us. His name is Douglas Whitman, and he is a retired professor of biology at the State University of Illinois. And as a teacher of biology, he came from a liberal background, but the more he studied biology and the more he had to deal as a professor with remedial programs for minorities, the more he began to realize that all of the things that he was studying in biology and evolution applied to human beings. And so he's going to give a talk about the evolution and biological reality of race. And this guy, as I say, he is a professor. He's the real thing. And because we have been losing so many of our scientific talent, we lost Glade Whitney, we lost Phil Rushton, we lost Arthur Jensen, and it's great to have a guy who is absolutely unquestionably qualified in biology to be talking about these important questions. He's and of course, you know, the pity of it is only now that he has retired from university that he can speak his mind about these things. But he's been itching to speak his mind. And so, as I say, he got in touch with us and said, I'd love to talk about this stuff. Please invite me. And so, you know, we kind of went back and forth. You never know what's going to come in over the transom like that. But the more I felt this guy out and the more we talked, the more he convinced me he is absolutely the real thing. And I'm very, very interested in seeing what he's going to have to say.
Folks, you're only getting the half of it tonight, perhaps not even the half of it. I am at amren.com right now. That's the official website for American Renaissance, A-M-R-E-N, amren.com. You go there, the top right half of the website, you will see the Amren Conference 2014, April 25th through the 27th. Click on that picture, and there you will find all of the information that Jared has been talking about tonight. Jared Taylor, of course, the editor of American Renaissance, and then some. You will find the speakers, the entire speaker list, but most importantly, you will find a way to reserve. And you can reserve your place there. Space is limited. We encourage you to do so tonight. If not tonight, in the very near future, the earliest opportunity you have. And we want you to be there. Amongst those great speakers, amongst those right-thinking people, Keith and I will be there as a member of the crowd. Folks, you're listening tonight to the fifth most listened-to show on the Internet in the United States of America, The Political Cesspool, not counting our terrestrial audience or the AM/FM affiliates that carry our show. It's a huge audience. We want people in that audience to go and subscribe tonight to American Renaissance, the publication, the journal, but most importantly, to prepare to attend that conference, amren.com. You can get all the information that Jared hasn't given tonight. Jared, I don't know even how to approach you on this, but one of your writers has pledged $75 if we would sing a Beatles song together. Are you willing to do that, or should we save that for the third hour?
A Beatles song? Hey, who is it, by the way?
Well, it's Gerald Martin. Gerald Martin has pledged a $75 donation to the Political Cesspool if we'll sing Love Me Do. Can you do it?
I would do more than that for Gerald Martin. Gerald Martin is a great guy. If he wants me to sing Love Me Do, I will sing Love Me Do.
Well, come on, Keith Alexander, who's still in the studio. We only have seconds before the end of the break. Let's get it.
Okay.
You know
I love you.
I'll always
be true. So please love me do. Oh, love me do.
Keith taking over.
Of love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please.